This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. John, you mentioned that you began teaching Talitha Bible verses and prayers at the age of 2. But for those whose children are already past that age, perhaps way past, any suggestions on how to get started now?
Well, I think the main thing for young people, whether it's 2 or 22 or 12 or 15, is what they see their parents doing and loving to do. In other words, mom and dad probably can't take a 15-year-old and out of the blue say, now start reading your Bible. When the 15-year-old's not seeing mom and dad loving their Bible, reading their Bibles individually and together, I'll give you a little illustration. Talitha came to me a few months ago wanting very much to have an encounter with God in a saving way. And I won't give you the details, I'll just give you the closing piece. When it came to the point where she wanted to pray with me about receiving Jesus Christ, this was all her initiative, she suggested, can we go over to the little bench where you pray and read the Bible and kneel together? Now, I didn't think about it much at the time, but since then I've thought, she doesn't stay in this study very often when I'm praying and reading the Bible. She just happens to knock often enough to know Daddy's not at his desk. What's he doing? So in her mind, she's computing, he's got this little cubicle set up over there with a prayer bench and his Bible. He must be over there. So when she came to the most important point of her life, perhaps, she thought, that's where I'd like to go be with Daddy. So I would just say the first thing, the main thing, maybe the only thing I should mention now, is mom and dad, you want your 2-year-old to start reading the Bible or learning the Bible. You want your 15 or 18-year-old, be a lover of the Bible. Read the Bible a lot and pray a lot. They'll find out that you're doing that. And if you're doing it because you love to do it, you need to do it, it's going to start spilling over. And then they might be in a position to hear some encouragement from you. Why don't we as a family begin to memorize a verse, or why don't we as a family begin to do some things with the Bible?
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.